at the Gespielten Hilton in Tel Aviv. High overlooking Nasser. We can still see this one Israeli soldier chasing 500 Arab soldiers across the desert. And as the Arabs are fading in the distance, the Israeli soldier is yelling, "You're lucky my husband wasn't here." Here is a song. There is a song. That's in the top 40. Marked down to 39.50. In the first act, we see these two ladies are talking. And one lady says, "What do you think? My husband came home the other day and told me he bought a condominium." And the other lady said, "If I was you, I would still take the pills." In the second act, because she enjoyed the first act so much, we see this man is swimming in the ocean. He gets a terrible cramp, and he goes down already for the third time, and the lifeguard drags him out, he's half dead. And he's giving him artificial perspiration. He's pumping already an hour. And from the man's mouth is coming out water and seaweed. He pumps another hour, comes out more water and seaweed. After 3 hours of water and seaweed, a little man is standing on the side. He walks over and he says, "Hey, mister, I'm not an engineer, and I'm not a lifeguard, but I can tell you if you don't get his behind out of the water, you're going to pump up the whole ocean." In the third act, because I don't think you like her singing too much, we see these two fellas are talking, and one fella says, "What is it with the parakeets?" He says, "What do you mean, what is it with the parakeets?" He says, "I heard they're supposed to talk or something." He says, "Certainly they talk." He says, "I got a parakeet that talks all the time." So the other fellow says, "Then there's something wrong. I paid $100 for a parakeet, and so far I haven't said a word." So the other fellow says, "Did you buy him the toys?" He says, "What do you mean, toys?" He says, "You don't treat a parakeet like a canary, you know. You gotta buy them toys. You buy them a little ladder, they walk up and down the ladder. You buy them bells, they tinkle with the bells. And a mirror is very important. They think they're talking to another bird. Before you know it, it's a pleasure to have them in the house. You come down in the morning, they say, good morning. The coffee is piping already, things like that. He leaves, and 2 weeks later, he meets his friend, and he says, well, big mouth, I came home the other day, and there's the parakeet laying on the bottom of the cage dead. Now I'm stuck with a ladder. And the bells. He says, wait a minute, you mean you bought him all those toys, he still didn't talk? He says, yeah, just before he died, I heard him say, who the hell moved the ladder?
Bill Booby, won't you please come home? You're driving me to ruin. I think that I should tell you that I know what you've been doing. My cousin is a lawyer from New York and he just flew in. He told me not to wait, so in the morning I'll be suing. I'll take the cars and the jewelry and believe me, it's your fault. I'll even take the cash that you got stashed here in the world. You can keep on keeping company with your girlfriend Bernice Cohen. I hope you'll both be happy with your little fine-tooth Cohen.